This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, met for about an hour late Saturday in Vienna as Iran and six world powers seek agreement on Iran's nuclear agenda. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports now from Vienna on what's being done to meet a Tuesday deadline to come up with a plan to eliminate sanctions on Iran while they scale back their nuclear program.
The key thing here in Vienna this weekend is that whether or not a deal can be made is still very much an open question. There are two outstanding issues that experts are still working on. That's the nuclear component and also the sanctions component. So experts on each of these sides are holding these marathon meetings to try to get through as many details as they can, push through as many of the disputes as they can before the foreign ministers arrive. They are expected to arrive perhaps on Sunday night as they approach this deadline on July the 7th and try to come up with some final comprehensive plan. In Vienna, Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.
Polling stations open today in Greece for the country's crucial referendum. It remains unclear whether Greece will vote for more economic austerity to get European bailout funds or reject EU demands and risk being thrown out of the eurozone. Surveys going into today's referendum show the vote is too close to call, with both sides about evenly split down the middle. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has called on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of Boko Haram. His call came after a surge of deadly suicide bombings in Nigeria's Borno state since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Boko Haram has killed thousands, driven out 1.5 million in the last year or so. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants have released a video showing 25 men being executed by what appears to be young teenagers in an ancient amphitheater in the Syrian city of Palmyra. Militants have reportedly carried out more than 200 executions in and around Palmyra since it captured the city back in May. Also Saturday, Syrian troops backed by Lebanese Hezbollah militia fighters began a major offensive to retake a rebel-held mountain resort, while opposition fighters retaliated by shelling the capital, Damascus. UNESCO's World Heritage Committee meeting in Germany said Saturday that it had designated 7 cultural sites for addition to its World Heritage list. 2 of the sites are in Iran and 1 each in China, Singapore, Republic of Korea, Mongolia, and in France. Palmyra, which I mentioned in the previous story, is under Islamic control and has been a World Heritage Site for many years. On Friday, UNESCO's chief condemned the militants' treatment of the Muslim antiquities in Palmyra. Across the United States, on Saturday, Americans celebrated the 239th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain. In communities across the country, from New York and Washington to Chicago and Denver, Los Angeles and Honolulu, bands played American tunes, much like this one, against a backdrop of firework displays. Security at public events was also tight following warnings by potential terrorist threats aimed to the July 4th holiday. President Obama wished all Americans a happy July the 4th in his weekly address.
We remember as well that this is the day when, 239 years ago, our founding patriots declared our independence, proclaiming that all of us are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, including the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
On July the 4th, 1776, representatives of the 13 American colonies officially adopted the Declaration of Independence, announcing thus severing its ties with Britain. The War for Independence had already begun the previous year and would last until the Treaty of Paris in 1783, formally recognizing the sovereignty of the United States of America. Benedict XVI, that is, Emeritus Pope, theologian, on Saturday received honorary doctorates from the Pontifical John Paul II University in Krakow and the Krakow Academy of Music for his promotion and respect for the traditions of sacred music in the Church.
That's the latest world news from VOA.